They've had some shots in this final quarter, the Giants, but now they convert, and that is a big, big blow landed against the Eagles.
Yeah, match-winning blow, that one. He heard you, Dermot.
Yeah, he might come looking for me.
I don't know about that. In the end, it was a 21-point victory, 12-9-81 GWS up against the West Coast 9-6-60. That was last weekend, and one of our favourites, Mumford, coming up with the crucial goal there. The Giants face Geelong in Geelong. The Cattery, they call it. What sort of name's that for a ground? Anyway, Adam Tomlinson will join us from GWS. G'day, Adam.
There you go, Slats. How you going, guys?
Good, mate. They keep changing the name of this stadium, Adam, over the years, but one fact remains. Geelong in Geelong, whatever they call the stadium, it's a big, big challenge.
Yeah, definitely. It's a little bit like Adelaide in Adelaide. They sort of draw an extra mile on the field because the crowd sort of can play a bit of an influence on the game. And I don't know, it's a pretty odd-shaped ground. And it is a big home ground advantage to the Cats. And, it'll be a tough ask this week.
Mate, it's been a tough season. You've had plenty of injuries to get through, but you're still sitting second. Is it just rolling on with the same game plan, or do you need to tweak things running into the finals?
I think each week things get tweaked depending on who you play. And obviously, we've got some boys who have sort of come back from injury in the last month and they're now really starting to find their legs. Like Brett Delidio is getting better each week, and we've got a few other players in the same situation. But, I mean, the game plan, the majority of it stays pretty much the same throughout the whole season. You just tweak it depending on who you're playing. So, coming up into the finals, not much will change. We're still going with what we know and keep playing the way we want to play because, I mean, we have had some tough games, but it's got us to this position so far.
But you've pretty much got the best team on the paddock now, right?
Obviously, well, Steve and Rory Love have got tests this week, so obviously they're crucial players to our team, and obviously Steve can play pretty well against his old mob back at the Cattery. So, they're still, I don't know, to be honest, we don't probably know our best team because we've had so many injuries this year, but hopefully we'll get it out on the park in the next couple of weeks.
Mate, as long as you're in it, doesn't matter.
Exactly.
And Stevie J, you think he'll play?
Oh, it'd be great to see him play, man, against his old mob in front of his old home crowd. Obviously, it's going to be his last home and away game for the season. It'd be great to see him play and sort of help us win that game.
Adam, we asked Johnny Longmire about you guys yesterday. I'll ask you about the Swannies. I'm sure you're tuning in. Is it ominous signs the way they won the other day?
Yeah, I mean, the Swans are playing some really good footy. Obviously, they started off a little bit average at the start of the year, but the way they've played the second half of the year has been phenomenal. And I mean, they touched us up a few weeks ago, and it sort of was a bit of an eye-opener to how they've been able to bounce back. And again, on Friday night, they were able to play really well against the Crows. So the Swans, by no means, aren't out of it. I mean, we saw the Western Bulldogs come from seventh place last year, and if the Swans win this week, they'll probably jump up into the top four, and they're probably the biggest threat out of anyone else. So, I mean, they're playing some great footy at the moment.
Mate, Josh Kelly, we saw that really bad collision. How's he?
Oh, he's fine. He's bounced back fine. He came back out and nearly kicked another two goals for us. And Josh has been a phenomenal player this year, and the way he's dealt with his situation has just been absolutely outstanding, and we can't commend him on it even more. And I mean, it just shows how tough he is. He's not the biggest bloke in stature, and the way he bounced back up was just tremendous. And I mean, we're wrapped that he's playing great footy and just hope it continues on for the rest of the season.
Mate, does it look like, I mean, you play these guys this weekend, then you get a week off, right, the first week, there's a bye, and then do you think you'll play Geelong in the first week of the finals?
Well, the way it's ending up, it could be pretty big chances of that happening. I mean, depending on whether we win or lose, I think might determine whether we play them up here or whether we play them down back at the Cattery. So it's a pretty big game in terms of that because Geelong in Geelong, it's a very, very tough draw to sort of get the win. So if we can play them up here the week after, that'd be great. But first things first, we've just got to try and win this week.
Do you guys think about, I know you want to be in the grand final, mate. Do you think about an all-Sydney grand final? How do you think Victorians would react to that?
Well, I don't know, because if you have a look at some of the grand finals in the past, the West Coast Sydney Swans grand finals were terrific to watch. And to be honest, we've had some great games against the Swans. And, I mean, it'd be great for the game up here because AFL in New South Wales is growing as we speak. And to have an All-Sydney grand final would be great for the game. But, you know what, the Victorians a lot, they'd probably throw something against it and pot us. But, no, it'd be great for the game.
Adam, we thank you, mate. Keep it going. It's been a tremendous season so far.
No, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Well done. Adam Tomlinson there, and the odds, GWS. Slight outsiders here, $2.05, and the Cats are $1.78.